positrons as medical tools. The development of the standard model has led to technological applications that improve, both directly and indirectly, our quality of life and overall life expectancy. One of the most direct benefits lies in medical care. In the last 50 years, strong synergies between physics, medicine, and engineering have produced techniques that rely on quantum particles, both for medical imaging and for therapy. In medical imaging, one of today's most advanced techniques to spy on metabolic processes and tissue conditions is the positron emission tomography, PET. A tomography is the creation of body images where each image depicts a layer of the body. By overlapping neighboring layers, the tomography returns a 3D vision of the observed target. PET is obtained via the annihilation of positrons. Its functioning principle is the following. A radio tracer compound is designed to track a specific metabolic process or tissue, for example, cancer cells, after being introduced in the patient's body. The radio tracer molecule binds an artificially made, unstable radioisotope that, due to a proton excess, transforms into a more stable element via beta plus decay, changing the molecule into a non-toxic, metabolizable compound. In the beta plus decay, one proton transforms into a neutron, accompanied by the production of one electronic antineutrino and one positron, the electron's antiparticle. Within a few millimeters from its production site, each positron annihilates with an electron in the patient's body, and the annihilation energy is emitted in the form of two gamma photons traveling in opposite directions. A so-called gamma camera, usually in the shape of a ring enclosing the patient's bed, detects the emitted photons. If two photons reach two different portions of the detector with enough spatial alignment and temporal coincidence, the camera recognizes them as a product of the same annihilation event and reconstructs the position of the positron's parent radionuclide within the body through geometric computation. According to the chosen radio tracer, a PET scanner can reconstruct 3D images of several different cancer tissues, molecule distributions, and physiological activity. The technique is subject to several experimental errors due to the interactions of the gamma photons with the patient's atoms and to the risk of matching two photons originating from different radionuclides. Such errors require computational corrections and the integration with other imaging techniques, for example, magnetic resonance techniques.